foot in here and one foot out there, and you're just being shattered or fragmented. So the mind says, in listening to something like this, well, all we have to do is make it past this little hurdle, and then we will have all of the things that Tesla has to offer. No, you won't. Because your world will not make a transition in mental capacity of understanding in that period of time. And you will have to prove your stability and your value before all secrets are given into your care. So if you think you are going to hop over that boundary into this other dimension or into this dimensional increase in spirituality and truth on this place, and now you'll get it all, what's your attitude? Because it will not happen like that. And that is not where our teacher, Lanto, is headed. That's where Hatton sees you jumping to. This is one of the greatest golden teachers of all time. When you have met Lanto, you have met the golden consciousness of what could be the transitional being of your growth. Honor Lanto. He is one of your Kohans, but he is more than that. He is your link with God. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Commander. I appreciate the aside. I don't like to take liberties with a writing, but whenever Nikola Tesla's name comes up, it's always appropriate to take a little digression and emphasize it more.
Well, Ed, we have to give him credit, Ed, with
we
you.
Sure do.
He is always standing there with a 10 by 12 at Ed's head.
I've gotten used to aspirin. Anyway, let's continue with Lanto. The masses were kept in the dark for the most part and believed the half-truths and the lies which their news media sources told them to believe. Not much has changed, and the masses are still influenced and controlled as they have been for quite some time. But what about you? Here I am referring to anyone and everyone reading this. What have you done to demand that a greater light shine upon and thus expose such atrocities? For the most part, the average reader of these messages has done little more than get themselves upset. Some of you have researched a little to see if there is anything to this free energy stuff, but beyond that, what have you done? Have you written your congressman with an intelligent letter containing documentation and proof? Have you gone to your news media sources with the same documentation and proof? My point here is simply that though there are a few who do all of these things, most of you have done nothing to very little to change the prevailing shackles of control. Why? Fear. This is the major reason why your world is in need of such great awakening experiences. The average person does little to nothing to demand that true knowledge, which has been gifted to this planet, be shared. When the preoccupations of living change from where to get one's nails done or what the latest basketball scores are to where the next meal is coming from, then there will be a desire to overcome your fears and take meaningful action. There are many military men out there who are sworn to secrecy as to the existence of various technologies that could be utilized in such manners as to provide the necessary resources to, for instance, water the deserts and thus feed your starving world. These ones are usually chosen after extensive psychological testing, exactly because of their ability to be manipulated and controlled. These ones are nearly incapable of formulating an independent thought for themselves. And thus you have the source of the phrase, good men who do nothing. when your world is faced with the great needs of survival of your species, these ones and you ones will be forced, from your own inner desire to survive, to take action. The ones with the knowledge will recognize that there is a greater need and use for the secret technologies. Many will proclaim in ignorance that God is somehow punishing them. This again is so that they will not have to face responsibility for their own actions and inactions. All who are reading this, even if you are ground crew, have contributed in some way to the current conditions of your planet, and thus you have a need to experience the balancing effects of the universal law. These forthcoming events about which I speak will be in all areas of physical experience. For those who place great importance in the stock markets or other financial arenas, your nightmare will be the collapse and subsequent shift in the value systems of your world. When a loaf of bread fetches more than 100 pounds of gold, you will be caused to go within and question your personal values. For those of you who place great value upon physical things such as houses, cars, and the latest clothing styles, you will be caused to search within when the massive earth changes destroy the stick houses and factories which manufacture your material goods. You will experience, perhaps for the first time, the inner beauty of ones who offer to assist you in your time of need, no matter how dirty or disheveled they may be. There will not be any place on your globe that will not be affected by this great rebalancing cycle. All who survive will have been caused to look within and ask for guidance. There shall be the guidance, and there shall be a great resurgence of interconnectedness to that guidance. Ones will put aside their differences and recognize the value of community sharing. No one will be able to survive for very long in the physical without the assistance of a community effort. Great intellectual wizards who are used to their luxurious lifestyles will become the students of the pauper who has lived homeless for years and knows how to survive. The net effect upon your world will be a great resurgence back into that which has true value, the inner world, wherein all is connected to all. Each person will realize that there is great value in sharing with everyone the gifts they possess. For in doing so, all will prosper in many ways, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Will the economy collapse before the great earthquakes commence? Will the nuclear war start before the planet enters into the full effects of the photon belt? These questions can only be answered in terms of probabilities. There are many possible scenarios, and you would be wise to prepare for each as if they were going to happen tomorrow. I am not here to be a fortune teller. I am here as a teacher and guide. Can your parents possibly prepare you for all of the possible scenarios that you could encounter during your lifetime? No, but they can give you enough information, that is, tools, so that you can prepare in general ways so as to be able to come to your own answers when a challenge arises. God has sent we of the hosts to help those of you who so desire the help, so that you may have the guidance necessary in order to prepare. The net effect of the coming major experiences will be of great positive value in terms of the true inner values that really matter. Let it be known that very few at this time give much thought to these inner values, but they will. Prepare yourselves with those things that will aid in your physical survival. If you have prepared for yourself and your family, and you have the means to do so, help another to prepare who may not be as able, such as an elderly neighbor. There are many things that may be of an individual value. You each should go within and listen to what your guides are telling you. Perhaps an axe or a chainsaw or even an oxyacetylene torch will be on your list. There are many devices which may help you rescue someone who may eventually return the favor and save your life with the skills or knowledge that they possess. I am Lanto the Sage. I come as guide and teacher to any who wish to hear. I come within the one light of Creator Source. The final clarion is ringing and will continue to do so from here on out. How will you respond to the call? Salute. And next one is from Soltech. And this was a surprise, as again I say, it was a good verification of Commander giving me a heads up, because the receiver for this message has not written in quite some time. And it's a humdinger.
I didn't want to frighten you.
I'm getting immune at this point. Greetings, my scribe. It is I, Tonio Soltec, come with and in the light of the one God. Be at peace and put aside thy fears, dear ones, for all is playing out as it shall. Your planet is poised at a pivotal point this day, and each of you has a definite and important role to play out. Those who have been with us through the past years know of that to which I refer, and so what is taking place should come as no real surprise to any of you. You are the ones upon whom others are going to cling in the coming days. As to the problem of precisely what is going to occur, exactly when it is going to take place, no one can predict down to the precise day or time. However, if you have been paying attention to all the warnings, all the signals, all the markers along the way, you will come to but one conclusion, and that is, it is underway even at this moment. Oh yes, the world has not been blown to bits, your stock markets still hang on by a thread, and most all of you still have places to go, things to do, and money to spend. However, all you have to do is pick up a newspaper or listen to any news media and just be a little bit smarter than they are, and you can see that things are in a state of definite change. All things, children, politically, socially, geophysically, economically, and what have you. What do I expect will happen? Let me rephrase that for you. What do you expect? Puts it in an entirely different light, does it not? Let me ask you another question. What is it that gets your backs up so much at ones such as futurist Gordon Michael Scallion and remote viewing instructor Major Ed Dames? You holler that they are setting dates. For goodness sakes, children, is that really what gets you so heated up? Look deeper and examine what it is that really upsets you. At the core of it all, you are going to find your old arch enemy, fear. It is that fear that only disguises itself as anger over ones, such as I mentioned above, setting timelines. Look about you. Get outside your little glass houses and really look around. It is a mess on your planet, and every one of your precious little man-made systems are breaking down around you. Why, you ask? Because they are man-made based on all of man's fears. Not a one of them were God created. Are you beginning to get the real picture? Anything that has been contrived and conceived out of fear is predestined to crumble. Fear is the design of the adversary, not God. That which is God-based has been designed around love and faith in abundance. There is not lack with God. There is not fear with God. For with God, that which you might perceive as lost is never really lost, but merely changed. You now fear loss of financial security. Just what is that anyway? Suppose you're able to keep all your money, only to have it useless. Then what is it that you truly have other than dirty, smelly pieces of paper? You have fear of loss only because you lack faith in the abundance of God. Each and every lighted one of you on the planet, bar none, have the ability to manifest and provide everything you need and even that which you desire. However, if you are trying to manifest because you are afraid of lack, you will forever be without that which you are trying to manifest. That is fear-based and will negate what you are trying to accomplish. This is not news to anyone who has been following our messages for any length of time. For though different words and different examples may have been used, our messages have nearly always been about overcoming your fears and moving forward. It is that same state of fear that is causing you ones to go about in such a state of panic as to demand information about what is coming and when it is coming. Yet, have we not always told you that setting exact time frames is impossible because all is based upon sequence of events? We have no special crystal ball to look into and tell you, for instance, that the Long Valley caldera is going to erupt on July 20th. It does not work that way. We can only look at that which has occurred, that which is occurring, and project that which may occur. But there is the little matter of free will, which is always a variable in any and all equations. You ones continually forget about your powers of creation. Hypothetical example. The Long Valley caldera is building a dome at the rate of 100 centimeters per month, by your calendars. If that is the only factor in the equation, the time to a full-out eruption may be 100 years into the future. However, let's now throw into the equation a nuclear test of 1,000 kilotons, say in Nevada, at a depth of 1/2 mile. Let's say that it takes place when the magma beneath the surface is shifting in one direction or another. Now, those little wrinkles will change the original equation by a certain length of time. But let's throw in an earthquake in the San Francisco Bay Area of, say, 6.5 into the equation. Now, that little factor is also going to change the outcome of the equation. Do you begin to see the picture? Now, let's say that some politician or scientist decides to move the nuclear test up by 2 hours, just at the exact moment as the San Francisco earthquake takes place. Now, guess what? You have again altered the outcome. Now, if at the same time someone changes the intensity profile of the directional antennas of the HARP array in Alaska in such a fashion as to make their magnetic field to cut across the path where the nuclear test is occurring, then chances are that the nuclear test is going to have an altogether different blast profile and thus different effect upon the potential for an eruption at the Long Valley caldera. And these are just some of the variables one must take into consideration in making any projection of this kind. I have not even begun to mention what your scientists would consider exotic factors, which nonetheless have an effect upon this calculation. This is precisely why we have warned you about exact dates. With 5 billion people on your planet, you have 5 billion free wills to deal with, and it is absolutely impossible to predict with any accuracy what will occur. Windows of possibilities are a completely different matter, however, because based on current conditions and past happenings, we are likely to tell you that there are certain potentials. There also are points of what are best referred to as critical mass points. These are the times when so many things of a particular nature are happening in such rapid succession or simultaneously that the potential for a particular occurrence is nearly a certainty. Please note that I said nearly a certainty. That does not mean that it will definitely take place. This is how prophecy works, children. It is at best estimates of potential and possibility based on past, present, and projected future events and trends. From our perspective, we do have the advantage of much more historical data, as well as more of the current facts, but it is never, never in absolute certainty. Yet I will tell you that your world is on the brink of many of what your prognosticators are calling for. Each of you has the same ability to tap into the same source as these ones. But most of you are, I am sorry to say, either too lazy or too afraid to take the responsibility to find answers for selves. It is much easier and safer in your minds to sit back, wait for someone else to do it for you, and then proceed to slay these messengers if they scare you. No one has held a gun to your heads and forced you to believe any of it. If you are afraid, then I suggest you find out exactly what it is you're afraid of and why you're afraid. Fear is the only thing that is holding you back, you know. You can weave into your lives all the excuses and reasons you like, but the basic truth is that all your excuses and reasons were based on fear. Why does it appear that the adversary is winning? Because most of you are too afraid to really stick your necks out and get them chopped off. But you will stand behind somebody else and push them out there, won't you? Ouch. That one really hurt, didn't it? Well, I am truly sorry, but there are times when the best medicine is that which causes just a bit of discomfort. It helps to get the attention better, does it not? Yes, you are in for some tough times on your planet, both physically and emotionally, dear ones. And if you're not ready now, then you better plan to pull a few all-nighters and study what you have been putting off. Because when it comes right down to the wire, you are all going to stand on your own 2 feet, or you will not stand. It is time that you recognize who and what each and every one of you are. Danyon Brinkley says it quite beautifully. You are all mighty and powerful spiritual beings. I could not say it more exquisitely nor more straightforwardly than that. Awaken to your true reality and recognize that you do not have to accept anything that the adversary brings your way. Do whatever you must, but make it a part of your very beingness. If need be, stand in front of a mirror a dozen times a day and repeat, I am a mighty and powerful spiritual being. And no, it is not a magical mantra nor mystical spell. It is called an affirmation. Stop visualizing yourselves as victims and start seeing yourselves as victors. Stop affirming that you are only one little person. No, you are one mighty and powerful spiritual being, and you do not have to accept anything the adversary delivers to your door. Many of you who are at present ground crew are in actuality commanders. You have been such in the past and have taken on your present lives upon that planet for these precise times because you do have the experience to take command of any and all situations when the need arises. But you have gone there with your past veiled so that you might be able to be a part of your current world. You have, however, the ability to see past those veils, but you have bought into the concept that such is not for you to know. These lies are straight from the adversary in an attempt to disable you and keep you from taking up your proper positions. It is no different today than it was in the final days of Atlantis. You had, for the most part, the same gathering of souls there as are present in your world today. And once again, you are all getting the opportunity to make decisions and play out the same lessons as you experienced in those days. During that time in your long ago past, technology had progressed to the point where it was possible to annihilate every living thing on the planet, much as it is today. You had created weapons of such mass destruction that it was possible to completely destroy the Earth. However, in the end, the destruction was limited to the land mass once present in your Atlantic Ocean, and your planet's axis shifted. Now it is up to you again as to whether you will stop before mass devastation occurs or whether you will once again go to the brink of utter destruction. Or worse, past the brink and finally blow yourselves into bits and pieces of cosmic particles. Among you, however, there are those who have become known over time as the wayshowers. They are everywhere, and usually not at all what you might expect them to be. Seldom will they appear to be the little old man with the funny hat and long white beard carrying a lantern. Most likely they will look just like you. that there will be something about them that is striking that you just can't put your finger on. These are the ones who seem to have a little extra twinkle in their eyes and who talk as though they tap the wisdom of the ages. And they probably do. They are the ones whose words continue to echo in your ears long after they have passed through your lives. They are the ones who have been warning you, prompting you, and challenging your most fundamental beliefs. They are the ones who offer, who others scoff at and call mad or doomsdayers. They are the ones to whom you should have listened. They will never tell you anything that you don't already really know. They will but bring it to your forward remembrance. They are the same ones who were with you in those final days on Atlantis. They were the ones who were shouting the warnings and trying to persuade others to reconsider their works. They are the ones who were then, as now, scoffed at, laughed at, and called mad. They were the ones who were trying to remind everyone of their responsibilities and their real identities. Sound familiar? It should, for most of you who are going to hear this message are those way-showers. You are the ones who are shouting your warnings and pleading with the world to stop the madness now, for you have been there before and you know what the final outcome is going to be if things do not change. But I digress. I only mention that because you have the wisdom and the knowledge within you. You have the ability to see past the veil. You are mighty and powerful spiritual beings. You just need to refuse to accept that fear that is holding you back. I do not know how else to tell you, how to bring you from your state of immobility. Stop the fussing, the fighting, the arguing, and become one united mind. Each of you are powerful within yourselves, but two are more powerful than one, and 1,000 are 1,000,000 times more powerful yet, because it all has to do with channeling the energy that is present in everything, everywhere, about each and every one of you. And if you link your channeled energy with that of another, and another, and another, then you will have that much more energy focused and channeled into a particular thing or idea. Remember Asu Sananda's words, quote, "Where two or more of you are gathered together of like mind," end quote. Chelis, he was talking about exactly what I have tried to say. You are all individuals, but you are also all an intricate part of a greater whole. And it's that greater whole from which you draw your power. That power is not about guns and knives and weapons. It is not about money or any material things. It is about God. And with God, all things are possible if you believe and do not doubt. It is doubt that comes from fear that will negate it all. So your first task must be to eliminate your third dimensional based fears. No, it's not easy. But then nothing worthwhile ever is easy. Anything you really have to work at is a lesson you will remember and not forget so easily. Well, we could go on with this subject for a very long time, but let's face it, Chelis, we have been going over this for far too long as it is. It is past time for putting off until tomorrow. It is past the time for sitting on your backsides. It is past the time for passing the responsibility off onto another. It is now your time. It is time you started doing for yourselves and stopped waiting for another to give you a message. There is nothing special about the receivers who write the messages for you, other than their willingness. Stop and think about that one a while. The time is upon you when the medium for these messages, this newspaper, may not be available to you. Then, what do you intend to do? Will you remember then what you have been told and start hearing for yourselves? Or will you just shrivel up and become part of the nasty statistics? The choice is completely your own. Do not look
1 foot in here and 1 foot out there, and you're just being shattered or fragmented. So the the mind says in listening to something like this, well, all we have to do is make it past this little hurdle, and then we will have all of the things that Tesla has to offer. No, you won't. Because your world will not make a transition in mental capacity of understanding in that period of time. And you will have to prove your stability and your value before all secrets are given into your care. So if you think you are going to hop over that boundary into this other dimension or into this dimensional increase in spirituality and truth on this place, and now you'll get it all, what's your attitude? Because it will not happen like that. And that is not where our teacher, Lanto, is headed. That's where Hatton sees you jumping to. This is one of the greatest golden teachers of all time. When you have met Lanto, you have met the golden consciousness of what could be the transitional being of your